First Five Santa Clara County, supporting the healthy development of children prenatal through age 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Welcome to the First Five Santa Clara County Hot Topics Podcast, illuminating stories and issues curious to the modern parent. Kids get expelled, but kids getting expelled from preschool? Well, apparently it's happening in record numbers all over the U.S. What are the behaviors these young children are exhibiting? What is at the root of their behavior? To help us get to the bottom of this quandary, I have Khadija Johnston, licensed clinical social worker and director of the Infant Parent Program at the University of California, San Francisco. Khadija, welcome to the show. You know, the word bully is often used to describe consistent aggressive behavior, but you have a problem with the use of the term. Could you share with us why?
What I think the use of the term bullying does is that it doesn't provide us with any understanding of what's behind the behavior. So we can't at all expect that the behavior will shift if we haven't understood what underlies it.
Okay, so if that behavior is described as bullying, typically what is the response to it?
If we see it as bullying, likely the response is punitive, which will not meet the needs underlying the behavior.
If no support is given to the child that's exhibiting this consistent aggressive behavior, what's the likelihood of this child continuing the behavior?
We have to expect that a child whose need has not been understood, not only will the behavior not ameliorate itself, but it will amplify as a child gets older.
How can preschools be set up to meet the needs of their more challenging children?
If there's a smaller group of children, and in fact, you are able to be with those children over time, the caregiver continuity, and there are more adults to fewer children, that there makes it more likely that a provider can really begin to understand what I think are often the underlying needs that are related to the behaviors that might be challenging.
What kind of behavior is getting kids kicked out of preschool?
Children who more act out their needs in ways that are disruptive to a group are those that are most likely to be excluded from care.
What influences a child to be more aggressive?
One, I think, is that a child's particular temperament, the way they came into the world, that some children who are exquisitely sensitive to sound, to movement, to too much stimulation, that the rest of us might not even notice, you know, the banging of a drum by a child in the music corner or the loud giggling sounds of a group at circle time. What might be pleasurable for one child might be way overstimulating for another. And the wish to eradicate that noxious stimulus for a four-year-old might mean banging their friend upon the head because they needed that noise to stop. Alternatively, children's lives can contribute. If your relationships have led you to expect that the world is a dangerous place where you need to protect yourself in the only way available to three-year-olds, that protection may often come in the form of aggression. So, for example, the three-year-old might see the friend who comes over just to peer at whether there's a blue Lego in the pile that he could ask for is perceived by the child whose life is characterized by instability and lack of protection as a potential threat and often will be lashed out upon before there was any even provocation. So children often that are described as unprovoked aggressors, what we have to know is that there's no provocation or no trigger in the moment, but that doesn't mean that the three-year-old's lens of expectation doesn't lead him to see danger because of what he's experienced in the past, not what he's experiencing in the moment.
How can parents and caregivers get to the source of a child's aggressive behavior so to start problem solving?
The question that we want to ask is, what do you think this behavior is an expression of? And the way that we generate an idea about what the answer to that question might be is through looking at several factors. The frequency of the behavior, when it happens, with whom it happens, what time of day. My tip would be to start to explore the answers to those questions, because the answers to those questions help determine the cause for the behavior in such a way that parents can then begin to address the need. If we can also attune to asking the question, what might this child be protecting themselves from, regardless of whether the underlying need is due to constitutional particularities or life circumstances, that the idea that underlying is a need to protect, that aggression is often in young children an attempt, albeit a misplaced one, but an attempt to protect, so that if parents can ask themselves, what is the child protecting from? Because rarely does aggression look like protection.
As far as you know, do child care providers feel prepared to deal with the issues of children with challenging behavior?
Jane Nitzer, who was the director at the National Center for Children in Poverty, has done a lot of study over the last couple of decades on the quality of child care, but also on child care provider training and experience. And in a study that Jane Nitzer performed probably more than a decade ago now, though, the child care providers themselves said in that study that they felt like there was a huge percentage, I want to say approximately 25% of the children in their charge on a yearly basis, who they felt baffled and unprepared, that their training left them unprepared to understand and support the children that they worked with.
Which leads us to expulsion. So what's a solution for these folks that are at a loss for how to help these kids out?
Access to mental health consultation, we've seen by studies, doesn't just lower expulsion, but that it really also is able to help with the overall quality of care that all children receive in a program, but in particular when there are children who are challenging and mystifying to both their providers and their parents.
Khadija, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much.
First 5 Santa Clara County supports screening, assessment, and treatment for children who are showing aggressive behavior and can work with parents and child care providers to nurture a healthy social-emotional environment so all children can grow. For more information about how First 5 Santa Clara County is instrumental in implementing early intervention, please go to first5kids.org, where you can subscribe to the First 5 Santa Clara County Hot Topics podcast. The site also contains local, state, and national information about children ages 0 through 5. Be sure to tune in to our in-depth Parent Voice podcast as well. Again, the website is first5, that's the number 5, kids.org.